My lips touch you with their soft, wet kisses. Your hands gentle in reply. And the time will be our time.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com, and please follow me at Twitter at Bruce Allen. Sherrilyn Laban is unavailable today for political talk, but I'm happy to report that we've got Pastor Drew Sams for two segments. Pastor Drew Sams is a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California, where he and his wife, Erica, live, along with their first son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks for having me on.
Well, I understand you're dealing with a bronchial-challenged youngster right now.
Yeah, you know, he's made it 14 months tomorrow, and this is the first time he's ever been sick, so we're getting used to that.
Wow, you are one lucky dad, let me tell you.
But the doctor said, wow, you know,
it's about time.
So long. Yeah, it's about time, but when he gets sick, he gets really sick. So we've been doing, for the last 4 days, breathing treatments. Have you ever had to do this, where you put a mask on?
No.
Yeah, so every 4 hours. We do this for a week. We've got to put a mask.
Including the middle of the night?
Including the middle of the night.
So one of you have to get up and wake him up. Oh, boy.
Yeah. But he's got this deep, I mean, he sounds like he's got like a Charlton Heston voice. It's kind of this deep grub. I love it. But it's been a tough go.
Record it. Okay.
Yes, we have, actually. Okay. We have. And we've got to put him on all these medicines. One of them is steroids, you know, and here's this little kid taking steroids, and he, almost like a different person, now he's just running around the place, kind of hyperactive, doesn't sleep as well. So I'm home today. My wife has a mandatory regional training, so I've got him in my left hand, got the phone in the right hand, and it seems like in my arms is the only place that calms them down right now.
Well, that's beautiful. And as I told you on the break, do not worry if you have to take a moment to do something for your son. That is your first priority.
I appreciate it.
How are you feeling? In essence, this is your first Father's Day. Obviously, Judah was around last Father's Day, but he was a brand new toy. Now it's a 14 months tomorrow being a dad, so you probably have more reflections this Father's Day than you may have the previous.
Yeah, it's so true. We were just in shell shock, you know, a year ago at Father's Day, and even Mother's Day, that was even closer to his birth. But now that we've had a year, now that we've reflected on it, I've told a lot of people that I think my life changed more when I became a father than when I became a husband. And, you know, my wife, for example, I can tell her, you know, I'm really tired. You know, can I just get a break? Can we not go to that thing that we had planned Friday night? I just need, you know, a rest. I can't say that to my 14-month-old son, you know?
Yeah.
we can kind of compromise, my wife and I. So even, you know, after we got married, I love to do tons of hobbies. She likes to stay home and watch her TV shows. So we can kind of say, okay, Saturday morning, you go out, you go do your mountain bike, go surfing, Drew, I'll stay home and catch up on my shows. But, you know, very, very different with a 14-month-old, but it's so much fun. There's a verse in Scripture, actually, that I've really held on to in the last year, and it's Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 31. It says, "In the desert you saw that the Lord carried you like a man carries his son." And so just what an idea that God carries us. Even, you know, I got my son in my left arm right now. And think about how God carries us, our Heavenly Father, and the love that He has for us. That really inspires me to be a better dad to Judah.
That's good. That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. Do you have any other biblical references that you'd like to cite on this almost Father's Day?
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. There's a very popular verse that talks about, you know, if you spare the rod, you know, in terms of discipline, then that's actually harmful for the child, and not in terms of physical abuse, but if you don't discipline, then you ultimately kind of let your child go, kind of blow with the wind. And, you know, I thought a lot about that, and I feel like I'm just now transitioning from being a caretaker to a parent. I'm having a parent for the first time, even though he's only 14 months old. Up to this, you know, I'm just keeping him alive, you know, making sure I feed him, change his diaper, make sure, you know, he doesn't get in the, you know, close to an electrical socket. But it's hard saying no to a child.
And, you know, it's one of the most important words a parent needs to employ.
And he's so cute, you know, when he reaches for the bowl of cat food. Uh-huh. And, you know, and I gotta say, no, Judah. But he looks at me like, oh, but Dad.
Looks so good.
It looks so good. This is a photo-worthy moment. You know, and when he keeps going back to it, that's the thing right now. He loves the cat food. And, you know, it's not good for him. And thankfully, that's the least of it. I know it's going to ramp up. It's going to go beyond cat food in the years to come. But really trying to set that, for, you know, great foundation of, you know, parenting and guidance and, you know, being a parent first rather than a friend.
Oh, gosh, you know how I feel about that. Yeah, I've written an article called Best Friend or Best Parent,
yeah.
And I always say your job is not to be your kid's best friend, especially when they get to be teens and the things you have to do, tweens and teens. I also say that the job of a parent then is simply to try to keep them alive. When you have a baby, I've never actually thought of it, but that's truly what you're doing. You're basically just taking care of basic survival needs of your child. But in the tween and teen years, it's much more, there are many more threats than just the health concerns you have when you have a baby. So it is your job to be their best parent, not their best friend. They have friends for other purposes. They only have one dad or mom, at least in a traditional setting. Before we end this segment, I'm just wondering, is what would you think of, if you have an answer, has been maybe the biggest surprise or surprises you were expecting to be and wanting to be a dad, as was Erica, a mom, for a long time? We know you've gone through a struggle. And so when you finally got blessed with Judah Andrew, I'm sure that you had a lot of expectations. So what were the surprises?
Boy. Well, I'll give you the kind of the fun response and then the spiritual response. They're both both fun, both meaningful. So the fun one was I had no idea how many mornings I would spend with my son in a backpack on my back going on hikes. I've actually recorded. I have an app on my phone that records how many miles I go for a walk, a hike, a run, a bike ride. I've actually carried him over 300 miles.
Wow.
In just the first year. I had no idea how fun.
That's L.A. to San Francisco.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So to think about how much time, you know, I've had with him, I had no idea that even in the first year I'd have that much fun in terms of an activity together. And so I've just so enjoyed that. And that makes that verse that I shared earlier, you know, that God carries us like a father carries his child, even that much more meaningful. But then the spiritual part, I guess related to that, is I feel like I've learned so much more about God's unconditional love for us through my son.
And, you know, how so? Explain.
You know, this is so interesting. You know, so the moment he's born, I see him for the first time. He's done nothing to earn my love. There's nothing he's said to me. No great Father's Day gift he's given me. But I just was filled with so much love for him. He had no idea even how to put into words the love that I had for him, yet I simply loved him. And when I look at Scripture, it seems like God loves us in that same way. Sometimes we can't even put to words the level of love and care and concern that God has for us. But we're blessed by that. We're changed by that. And so that's one of the many things that I feel like being a dad has really been so great in my relationship, even with my Heavenly Father.
Beautiful. Listen, we're going to take a break, and then we'll talk about pouting and pride. You take care of anything baby Drew needs.
Great.
And we'll be back with Pastor Drew for a spiritual wrap in a few minutes.
With your eyes folded in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.